I got to tell you what just popped into my inbox. It is an offer, and this is rather unusual, I think. An offer from the Obama campaign chairman or manager, Jim Messina, to his counterpart at the Romney campaign saying, look, let's do this. If you will just release 5 years, not the 10 everybody's been talking about, but 5 years of Romney tax returns, quote, I commit in turn we will not criticize him for not releasing more, not in ads, not in other public communications. So the deal is give us 5 years and we'll shut up. Of course, it doesn't say he won't criticize what's in those tax returns.
Does this offer include mention of Paul Ryan?
No, it doesn't. This is just about Governor Romney. And here's the problem. President Obama and Vice President Biden have released a lot of their tax returns. Both of them, neither one was a terribly wealthy man. President Obama's done pretty well with his books, but they didn't have millions and millions of dollars and lots of accounts and lots of complications. Governor Romney's, as you know, very, very complex tax situation. Mrs. Romney said to ABC News a couple of weeks ago, and then again last night on NBC, she said if the more information they put out, the more they will become a bigger and bigger target. So she says 2 years, that's it.
So the White House is, interestingly enough, making sure that the issue stays out there, no matter what the Romneys do.
That's right. The Obama campaign is sending this offer. Now, it's just come into my inbox. We don't have a response yet. But it's interesting that, you know, that they want this issue out here. The Obama campaign loves this issue. It likes Medicare, too. And that, can you believe yesterday, a whiteboard to explain Medicare differences, you'd need a whiteboard about the size, as tall as the Space Needle, to do all of the details of the Medicare plans on both sides.